Okay, the Senate Labor and Commerce meeting is called to order. Today is Thursday, February 15th, and the time is 1:37. Chair Costello is not well today, and so she asked me to chair the meeting on her behalf, so I will be the acting chairman. With us in attendance today is Senator Michicki, Senator Stevens, and Senator Gardner. So, first of all, I want to welcome everyone here and just see if the committee has anything before we get started. Okay?
About our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the Committee of the Economy, and we're on Facebook, by the way. Okay. So this afternoon, we will be hearing from Mike Navarre, the governor's nominee for the Commissioner of Department of Commerce and Economic Development. Mr. Navarre was named commissioner on October 17th of last year, so he's had about 4 months on the job. So far, so good. Prior to that, he served as the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor and as a representative in the Alaska State House. Mr. Navarre, welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. If you don't mind, put yourself on the record. You've been through this. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you want to be commissioner of the DCCED, Department of Commerce and Economic Development. So with that, Mr. Navarre, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I'm Mike Navarre. I'm the governor's commissioner designee for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. I actually started the job November 6th because there was a runoff election. He announced the appointment on October 17th, but there was a runoff election, so my term as mayor did not end until November 5th.
Great.
I started November 6th so that I could get a feel for the department leading into the legislative session in January. I wanted them to get to know me, and I wanted to get to know the different personalities and individuals in the department, the responsibilities, the workload, and I was able to do that. We're still getting used to each other a little, but a lot of good people in the department focusing on service to the public, and I look forward to working with this committee and the legislature in order to advance both economic development and taking care of our communities around the state. The reason that I accepted the governor's invitation to accept his the position as Commissioner of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development is because I've spent a lot of time thinking about the state's fiscal situation dating back to when I was in the legislature, and had spent some time around my community talking about, as mayor, talking about the impacts the state budget and the benefits that we get from the state budget, what we need to do from my perspective in order to set ourselves up to take advantage of economic opportunity in the future, how we further diversify our economy and our revenue base in order to make sure that we're able to do that. And I have had, I think, a good working relationship at the local level and at the state level with people from all different backgrounds and perspectives and political parties, and I wanted to see if I could help in the dialogue that's taking place both in the legislature and in the state of Alaska on these important issues.
Okay, very good. Questions? Senator Stevens.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good to see you, Mr. Navarre, and your reputation and certainly procedure. The first question might be, how come you look so different than the pictures of you on the fourth floor? What happened in the meantime? Other than 23 years, I'm just kidding you. But so, can you tell us about your time in the department so far as commissioner? Changes that you see need to be made? Are you planning? Have you seen some changes occur in your time there?
In my time as commissioner, one of the things that I've been doing is getting to know the different areas of responsibility, and then also, you know, fostering, I think, an approach to things where we brainstorm on the issues that come before us or that are before the legislature in order to try to see if we can't find either some common ground or areas that need to be addressed that sometimes departments and governments get into situations where they're they just continue doing things the way that they've been done over and over again because that's the way they've always been done. And I take the approach into the local level and have tried to do it here at the state level also is that, you know, we need to not just get stuck in the status quo and a routine. We always ought to be looking for trying to find ways to advance it. And what I found out is that the department is changing. You know, one of the complaints that we've had in professional licensing over time is it takes too long. And so we're looking at transitioning to an online application form. We're doing it first in the medical field, doctors, nurses, and it's being tested right now to make sure that we get all the kinks worked out. The time frames in order to process have already been reduced from 6 months to much less. In fact, it's in about the four-week range now. But with going to an online application, it'll be more, instead of applications coming in and not being completed, you'll get that feedback more instantaneously and be able to make sure that it's completed and not sent in. And then after it's finally reaches the top of the queue and is reviewed, if there's missing information, it kicks it out. It starts that process over again. So we're looking at getting all the kinks worked out in that particular licensing field and then applying it across the board to other licensing fields. And we think they'll both be cost savings, but also certainly time savings.
Well, thank you, Mr. Navarro. Glad to hear that. We've heard so many complaints about various professional licenses in the medical field and psychologists, and so I appreciate the fact that you're trying to streamline it, put it online. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Senator Gardner.
Well, I had sort of the same question, but another part of it is, is there something that you think we should be doing that we're not doing at all?
Well, the department's budget has been significantly cut over the last several years, which, you know, we're dealing with the impacts of that. Our department, though, is heavily funded through designated receipt funding. And so when we look at reducing the budget in that department, the general funds that get caught are the administrative services, the commissioner's office, the things that oversee the other broad responsibilities that the department has, including the boards and commissions that we're responsible for. So I guess one of the things that I want to do that is review sort of how we do a lot of economic development loans, and we have revolving loan funds. And to the earlier question, those are put in statute and then applied within the department. Sometimes they don't always work as well as initially designed, and so what we want to do is review either why they're not working as well as they could be, and then make recommendations to the legislature about ways that we can, if it takes legislation, ways that we can change some of those. So at this point, I don't have a list of items that you're not doing, the legislature's not doing. I do have a list of things that we have proposed or that are before this committee or will be before this committee that certainly we have a strong interest in. One is House Bill 170, which is the Alaska Securities Act. It's rewriting that code, which hasn't been updated for a very long period of time, separating out the responsibilities and oversight from the Native claims settlement portion of it, so that when they're updated, they don't have you can update them separately instead of having changes that are made in the Securities Act apply automatically to the Native claims settlement portion of it, which is not regulated by the SEC, and it's something that we're also have asked for a position with fees associated with that in the budget. Another one is, of course, Senate Bill 165, which is the Shia Fund sunset to extend that for another 5 years so that we can take advantage of that reinsurance program and the federal funds that we have that have had a marked impact on the state and rates, insurance rates in the state. And that was something that was instituted prior to my becoming commissioner. It's the legislature embraced it and funded it, and it's been a huge success story. So thank you for that, and we need to make sure that that's extended. The other one is Senate Bill 76, which is a Title IV rewrite. Mm-hmm. And that's something that also has not been updated for a long period of time. And there are issues that are within the current statutes that I think are going to continue to fester unless we can narrow down on some of those definitions and the authority for interpreting some of those within those statutes, and make sure that they're it's updated so that it's a clear for the ABC board in terms of what their regulatory authority is and how to go about doing it. There's a lot of conflicts now that, as I'm sure that you are aware of, that we would like to see if we can't get something that is easier to manage and administer and clear in terms of what the authorities are.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Carter. Senator Machicki.
Mr. Chairman, I feel like I should declare a conflict of interest. sitting across from my good friend, that I am thrilled that he's interested in the position. Mr. Navarre, Mayor, whatever I call you now, Commissioner, what is it?
Commissioner. Designee.
Designee. We have, it will be, if you're confirmed, and I certainly hope you are a worthwhile adversary with me that always ends up with an answer in the middle. And it always proves to be the right answer. So I certainly hope we have that opportunity. You can work with anyone, and you have many years and a very diverse resume under your belt. And I look forward to serving with you.
Thank you. Very good.
I can ask tough questions if you want, but
I have a tough question for you. Where is Snow College? I noticed on your resume, 1974 to 1975, you went to Snow College.
Snow College is a junior college in Utah. When I graduated from high school, my plan was actually to join the Air Force under the buddy system with a friend of mine from high school. And so I didn't apply. I was joining the Air Force, and I went to Anchorage early summer, I think, and we went through the testing program, and I had ear infections when I was a kid, and the doctor punctured them in order to drain them, both of them, and so I didn't know that I had hearing problems, but I couldn't pass the hearing test. I went through the into the booth three times. They ran me through three times to see if I could pass it. And by the third time, I was like anticipating, well, I haven't heard anything for a while, so I must have, I failed the physical. And at that point, I decided I needed to go to college. I had some friends who were going to Snow College, and so I called them up, and they said, yeah, come on down. So I went to Snow College. The basketball coach here at the time, I tried out for the basketball team, did not make it, very narrowly. But the basketball coach here was a guy named Ron Abeglin, and some of you may remember he was a UAA coach later in the 90s and 2000s.
Well, that's interesting. Hopefully your hearing is improved, because when Senator Machicki calls you, he's going to want to make sure you're hearing him. So, Senator Machicki, did you have a question?
Well, I'd rather focus on the Commissioner Designee's successes rather than his failures. So how do you see your role on helping, two areas where I'm very interested. So when we went through our economic issues of the late 80s, early 90s, we had a significantly larger problem than we do today. We've become somewhat more diversified. And I see your role as helping us get to the next step. Hopefully you're here for between administrations, if administrations change, because there's little you can do in a year or under a year. What kind of gaps, I mean, in your view, are we trapped as Alaskans for the limited economic opportunities we've had through the years, or has that, how much that we've diversified in the last 30 years, do you think there's a lot wider band of opportunity that remains untapped?
through the chair, Senator Michicki, that's a great question. And what I'm hoping to do is through communication and education, meaning education of the public and communication with the legislature and the public, try to explain where we're at. We hear a lot of talk about diversifying our economy. The reality is, if you look at the at the data and the information, our economy has been significantly diversified over the last 30 years. If you look back where oil peaked in 1988, some of this is all you all know, that portion of our economy and that sector of our economy really has been either stable or declining. And we've seen growth in other areas, in tourism, in mining, in fishing, mariculture, all kinds of things. We've seen growth there. What we have failed to do is evolve and also diversifying our revenue stream. And what that means is that we have for a long time been able to put the burden on really one industry and one sector. And now the competition that's coming from the U.S. now, where it used to be from countries outside the United States, in order to encourage investment in Alaska and with things that are changing here, such as on the North Slope, the window of time that you can develop ice roads is narrowing. And whether you agree with climate change or how it's manifested, it nevertheless you can see the real impacts of it. And that means when you narrow that time frame that you can build on ice roads, it increases the cost at the same time as it's already higher producing in Alaska. And so if you want to encourage investment to Alaska, we have to do things different. We have to evolve. And that means both in terms of on the North Slope, one of the initiatives that the governor has is building some roads and then making them toll roads so you can have year-round roads, and then you have access to build the ice roads. And it'll be critically important in Anwar where you build access and then you can do the delineation from ice roads and ice pads until you figure out how to best develop those fields. So we have to recognize that. We have to recognize that we can't put the burden any longer on one industry. And so the other areas, the other sectors of our economy have to be able to pay the costs associated with economic development. We're seeing in Fairbanks significant increases because of the Greeley, the missile, additional missiles coming into Greeley with Eielson Air Force Base and the F-35s. Those are great. And a tremendous opportunity and will be an economic boon to Central Alaska, Fairbanks area, North Pole. But what it also means is there will be costs associated with it. We're going to see an increase in the number of kids that are going to the schools. We will see an increase likely in crimes and other things that go along with and we'll see a need for additional health care. And when you see that, the costs associated with that is not going to be borne by the federal government. They bring the people in, we get the economic activity, but the increased costs of the schools is going to be borne by the state. State pays two-thirds of the cost of about two-thirds of the cost of education. Local governments are able to pay their share because they have a tax base. Whether property tax or sales tax or a combination. And that's the dilemma that we have ourselves in now. We have tremendous economic opportunities in Alaska. Tourism, fishing, ecotourism, mining, oil and gas, all of those are great opportunities. If we want to really position ourselves to take advantage of those opportunities, we have to build a foundation that allows us to take care of it, that also recognizes the costs associated with those economic opportunities.
Before you go to the next committee, can I encourage you to throw the word hunting in there, too? Just to hunting. Thank you for that. I agree. We've discussed that issue over the years on how to get new industry to or new residents to help pay the way. Really, there really is a disconnect. I don't have the answer, but it'll be good to have you there to bat solutions back and forth as we try to solve that problem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could, sure. Just one further response to that is I think that we can get there because I think one of the things that crosses party lines and political philosophies is that everybody wants a strong economy and strong economic opportunity. So if we can focus on that, I think the pieces start falling into place. They're difficult, but we can get there.
Okay, very good. Senator Stevens.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, clearly, Mr. Varr, you have no problem moving from a borough viewpoint, Kenai Peninsula borough viewpoint, to a statewide economy. I appreciate your movement from that to a much bigger field. But where will you manage the department from? Will you be here in Juneau, Anchorage, Kenai?
Thank you. I am. Through the chair, Senator Stevens, I am actually renting a place in Juneau at least through April. I expect that I will either spend most of my time after that in Anchorage or in Juneau or back and forth. But during session, I wanted to be here both for confirmation and because it's where things are really happening. And a good deal of the department is here also. So I will be spending a lot of time in Juneau and then probably more time in Anchorage after April.
Thank you.
Well, very good. Thank you, Senator Stevens. And I had a couple of questions, but you answered them when you answered Senator Machicki's, you know, how do you diversify the economy and how do you how do we strengthen our economy? And we are the Committee of the Economy, as our chairman always reminds us, so I felt important to bring that up, and you addressed it quite well. You got a great background. You're a small businessman as well. I don't know if you have anything to do with the Arby restaurants anymore, but I noticed that that's part of your family business. And so I think you'll do an excellent job. Is there any other questions or comments? Committee members have anything else, Commissioner Designee Navarre?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I appreciate the opportunity. I am still involved with the Arby's restaurants. I'm still the president of the company because families have internal politics also, and so my role is limited to really some financial oversight. From time to time, and it does not conflict with my ability to do this job, nor did it when I was mayor. So thank you.
Well, very good. And I know you're heavily involved in youth sports, and I appreciate that. And hopefully you'll still have time to help in that area as well. So unless there's any objection, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will forward.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
Well, hold on. We're going to forward Mr. Navarre's name to a joint session for the legislature for consideration in front of the full body at a future date. And again, as a reminder, this does not reflect the intent of the members to vote for or against your confirmation of the nominee during any further sessions.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Machicki?
I forward appointee. Commissioner Designee Mike Navarre onto consideration of the joint legislature.
Okay, very good. So with the committee members, we'll sign the confirmation committee report. Again, these names will then go to the full body for consideration at the joint floor session at a future date. So if there's nothing else to come before the committee chair has indicated that there will not be a meeting on Tuesday. Our next meeting will be Thursday, February 22nd. And stay tuned to sign the sheet. I think Natasha will bring that around. And with that, we are adjourned.